If anyone is lost, who is it? Me. I'm the one that's lost. I need to be seeking the Lord. Now it says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. While He is near. That's the time when we have the Lord. When right now, when we feel the presence of the Lord, call upon Him. Amen. Seek His face now. Amen. I'm not saying that if you don't, it's going to be too late. Remember, we heard last night, we can never be separated from the love which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We can never be separated from His love, brothers and sisters, but I can wander from His fellowship.
Amen.
I can stray away from His fellowship at times, and that's the times where I feel like I'm in a dark place. Because remember, His Word gives us light. Brothers and sisters, we need to seek Him while He is near.
Amen.
That's the time we need to be seeking Him more diligently, is when He is near. Have you ever been to a meeting like this and just felt the presence of the Lord from the first song to the last amen, and then you go home and then you feel like you're far from the Lord? Because I failed to seek Him while He was near.
Yes.
Seek ye the Lord while He is near. Call upon Him while He is near. And there it says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon.
Amen.
Abundantly pardon. See, that's the thing. When we say, seek ye the Lord, sometimes our thoughts and minds might be coming to those that just don't come to church very often, or those that are living in a wrong way or something like that. But hold on now. Let's not get too hasty. Let's not get the Pharisaical
right.
attitude and put our thumbs in our lapels and say, well, they're sinning a little differently than I do.
Right.
No. Seek ye the Lord. We all need to be this way. We all want to feel the presence of the Lord. And especially coming up here trying to proclaim His name. I need to feel His presence.
Because
if I don't feel His presence, I need to just sit down. But I have felt it this morning. I felt it last night. I appreciate the words that were spoke last night. That was preaching, Lord. That was preaching. I needed it. We need this time to come together and be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we don't have to physically meet in this building to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Seeking the Lord, we can do that each and every day.
Right.
We can seek His face and His Word, and we can seek His face and His presence in prayer. What a blessing we have that we have the prayer. I can call upon my Lord anywhere. Doesn't matter where I'm at. Doesn't matter who's around. I can call upon His name.
Amen.
You know, it seems like more and more they're trying to remove God out of places. They're trying to get God out of the schools. They're trying to get Him out of all the government places. Brothers and sisters, nobody can take prayer from you.
Amen.
You can seek the Lord no matter where you are.
Amen.
So it says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Sometimes, oftentimes my thoughts go to that prodigal son. Remember this, the account of the prodigal. You know, he came to his father and he said, give me all this mine. And then he went and did what with it? Spending on riotous living. Wasted all that he had. Got down to the point where he was feeding some swine and thought, boy, that looks pretty good to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been that hungry? Brother and sister, I've never been that hungry. I've been blessed. I've been very, very blessed. I've been spoiled in my life. And never gotten to that condition where I'm that hungry. But he has gotten to that point where he is wanting to eat what the swine are eating. And he thought to himself, and it said when he came to himself, he remembered that even the servants of his house, of his father's house, ate better than this. So he wanted to go back and just be a servant. You just see him, I'm unworthy. I've done this wrong against you. I'm unworthy to even be in your presence. But if you will let me just be a servant in your household. Just be a servant in your household. Did the father say, tough cookies?
No.
Too late?
No. Right.
No. Because he will abundantly pardon.
Amen.
Abundantly pardon. You know, that father, he saw him afar off.
Right.
Because he was looking for it.
Amen. That's right.
He was waiting for it. And he went and he fell upon his neck. And he told him to slay the fatted calf and put a robe upon him, put a ring on his hand. So abundantly pardoned. Now, it said when he came to himself. There's something we need to do.
Yeah.
There's something we need to do. We need to start thinking right. Now, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. But at the times that we feel that we're out of fellowship with the Lord, those times we may feel like a prodigal before he returned home, those times we feel like our prayers don't even get further than our head, those are the times we need to be fervently praying, seeking him more and more each and every day. Some people say, well, I try to read the scriptures, I try to pray, and I tried it once and it didn't work. Well, there's your problem. You tried it once, right? Those that diligently, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Right? Diligently seek him. Like how we need to be teaching our children over Deuteronomy chapter 6, where it's talking about diligently training them up, diligently teaching them. Our children these days, they need to know they're under attack by so many different directions. You can just be watching the TV nowadays. There's some things that just ain't fit to see. We need to be teaching them now and training them and showing them, telling them about the scriptures. This is where we can find peace.
Yeah.
This is where my hope lies. They need to know where mom and daddy have their hope from. They need to know what mom and daddy believe.
Amen.
We need to be teaching them, showing them, training them. You know, the scripture is very accurate when it says, train up a child.
Amen.
Train up a child.
Amen.
You need to train them. It takes effort. It takes work.
Sir.
There's stuff that we need to be doing. We need to get busy in doing it. And seeking the Lord is one of the best ways we can start doing that. Seek the Lord. Over in 2 Chronicles. I should be able to quote it by now, brother, but I'm not going to try to butcher it. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, right there is my people. We heard last night that he has a people. It's his people. He's the one that paid for them. They're his people. Just like that prodigal son. Did he ever stop becoming a son because he was riotous living?
No.
He never stopped being a son. And the Lord says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Does our land need healing today?
Amen.
Do our churches need healing today? Do I need some healing today? Amen. I need some healing. I need my healing. Our churches need healing. Brothers and sisters, our land especially needs healing. But there's some stipulations to that. First of all, humble ourselves. You know, I hear a lot about God bless America. A lot of people that are angry about this, and a lot of people that are angry about that. And I'm angry about a few things myself. But I don't see a lot of humbling going on. A lot of times in my life, I have to stop and take a look. And do a checkup. Like we heard about our heart last night. Sometimes you have to do a little self-examination. Is my heart in the right place? Is my heart fixed on seeking the Lord? Or is my heart angry and bitter? He says to humble themselves and pray. You know, the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Availeth much. So, the non-effectual, the half-hearted prayers of a okay guy not going to go very far. That's the times where I feel like my prayers aren't getting past my head. Probably because my skull is too thick, right? Too hard-headed. Heart's not in the right place. But it says, my people which are called by my name. That's the key thing. Only God's people are going to be the ones who will come to the place where they will humble themselves. They will call upon the Lord.
Right, amen.
It's because my people which are called by my name. I love that possession. I love to read in the Scriptures where the Lord says, mine. Jesus says, mine. Jesus said, all that the Father had given me shall come to me. And I will in no wise cast out.
Amen.
You take comfort in that. So you find sometimes comfort in those words. That the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. Why would I not want to humble myself? Why would I not want to come to the place where I need to humble myself before the Almighty God? His ways are so higher than mine. You know, when I saw the Lord high and lifted up, brothers and sisters, I need to feel way down here. I need to do some humbling in my life. I'm not going to seek the Lord the right way until I first humble myself. Remember in, I think it's Luke chapter 9, where it said, if any man shall come after me, what does he need to do first? He needs to deny himself.
That's right.
I need to do some denying myself. Like we heard Brother Craig said, presenting our bodies a living sacrifice. Over in Romans 12, if I'm going to present my body a living sacrifice, I need to give something up. First thing I need to do is humble myself. Deny myself.
Yeah.
Because seeking the Lord takes work. Seeking the Lord takes effort. Seeking the Lord takes a sacrifice.
Amen.
And I love how the Scriptures, again, wow, Scriptures are really accurate, aren't they? It says a living sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
Think about those Old Testament sacrifices. They had an animal, they killed that animal, and they sacrificed that animal, and that was done.
Right.
That animal can't do anything else, right?
Right.
Well, we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
The problem with the living sacrifice, I've heard several times, is we keep crawling off the altar.
Yeah.
Time to get back on the altar.
Amen.
Time to start seeking the Lord while He is near. Instead of feigning to eat the scraps and dreaming about how it was in my Father's house.
Yeah. Come on now. That's right.
Seek the Lord while He is near. But first, we need to humble ourselves. And then once we get to humbling ourselves and knowing our place. You know, sometimes, you know, I remember growing up, I might hear say about a child, it's like, hey, you're getting a little too big for your britches. You know, you're kind of getting out of your place, getting out of your lane. Sometimes we need to remember, I'm not my own God.
Right.
So oftentimes this world wants to be their own God. Well, some people say, well, I don't think that I'm my own God. Okay. Well, do we think we are the Christian that we need to be? Are we a buffet Christian?
Yeah.
Don't y'all love a buffet? I love a buffet. I love going up there and just getting what you want, pick and choose, fill up as much as you want. I'm sorry, but that's not how the Word of God is.
Yeah.
We got to eat all. Like we heard last night about drinking all. Jesus drank it all for us. What He has taught me to do is not anything great. He hasn't called us to go and fight Rome. He hasn't called us to go and overthrow the government.
No.
No. Live peaceably with all men. Love one another. That's the thing. He summed up the Ten Commandments.
Amen.
In two.
Right. Yeah.
Love the Lord thy God and love one another. But it's a certain kind of love.
That's right.
It's that charity. My favorite definition of charity is love in action. Not just having love one to another. You got to have that love one to another. Not just having love for another. Now, you can have love for somebody, but until you put that love, put it to them.
Yeah, right.
Until you show them. That's like if my wife, if I told her I loved her every single day, but I never did anything to show her, she'd have reason to doubt.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Wouldn't the Lord have reason to doubt that I love Him? Because the times that I haven't told Him, the times I haven't shown Him. And that's to my shame. I'm not going to tell you all. I don't want to tell everything. You know, because confession is bad for the reputation. But it's good.
Yeah.
It's good for the soul.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we need to be calling upon Him while He is near.
That's right.
The time that we feel His presence, the time that we feel Him near, that's the time we need to seek His face more and more.
Amen.
But to humble ourselves and pray. Pray to the Lord. That's, I said it earlier, but I love prayer. Don't you? You can talk to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
You can talk to the Savior. I don't have to write out a request and submit it and hope and pray that somebody relays the message. He hears. Not only that He hears, but He's touched.
Amen.
But the feelings of my infirmities.
Amen.
Little old me. Little old nothing me. He hears. And He's touched. Because we have the high priest that can be touched.
Yes, we do.
You know, the Old Testament, the priest that would, you know, I'm sure they could sympathize with somebody. I'm sure they could empathize with them and feel sorry for them and pray for them. But they couldn't really feel.
Right.
The infirmities. They couldn't look upon the heart and see exactly what's going on. My God can. My God sees. And He cares. And He will abundantly pardon. So humble myself. Pray. Then when I'm at the humbling and pray, then I can seek His face.
That's right.
And then I want to turn from my wicked ways. Because when that stony heart is turned to that flesh, we've given us that fleshy heart. Then we're starting to feel.
Yeah.
Sometimes we start to feel guilty.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes our conscience starts to wear on us.
Yep.
And we remember how good it was in our Father's house.
Amen.
Do you remember how good it was in your Father's house? Now, I'm not talking about your earthly father. Some of us didn't have a good father. I did. I have a good father. I had a wonderful childhood. I had a wonderful upbringing. You know, I had a little bit of a drug problem as a kid. Drugged to this church, drugged to that church. But amen to that.
Amen.
I didn't have to worry where my parents stood. I didn't have questions about what they believed. Not everybody is blessed with that.
Amen.
But we can't blame our upbringing our entire life.
Right.
I got to take some responsibility for me. You know, sometimes I wish I would hear somebody on these talk shows saying, well, you know what? My daddy was good. My mama was good. My grandparents were good. I'm just an idiot. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy. Sometimes if we find ourselves far from the Lord, who moved?
That's right.
Me.
Good man. Amen.
I'm the one that strayed. I'm the one that moved. I need to turn back. Return unto my Father's house. And seek His face. So I need to turn from my wicked ways. Then will He hear. You know, He always hears. But do you know, as growing up, you know, as a parent now, you know, when children come and say, gimme, 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 you don't want to give them everything. Especially when they come and say, hey, gimme this. What? Excuse me? But if they come, say, Daddy, please. You just want to give them everything. Now, you have to stop yourself, right? Can't just give them everything. But you're more willing to give when they come the right way.
Yeah.
Same thing with us. If I come to the Lord, you know, Paul did say we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Boldly, but correctly.
Amen. Yeah.
We need to remember that He is high and lifted up. I am low. I am nothing. Turn from my wicked ways. Then will He hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. Don't you love those accounts in the Bible? Especially the, I think about the woman at the well. Or the woman that washed the Jesus' feet. And He said, "My daughter, thy sins are forgiven." You know, the scribes and Pharisees didn't like that. They didn't like what Jesus said, "Thy sins are forgiven." They were like, "Who are you?"
Right. Yeah.
They didn't know Him. They didn't know Him. I read over in Ephesians chapter 2 where it says, "And you hath He quickened." Mm-hmm. When we are quickened, we know Him. We are blessed to know Him. We're blessed with that receiver so we can hear the Word of God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the gospel is the good news to the born-again child of God.
Amen.
It is the great news to the born-again child of God. That's what we rejoice in when we hear the gospel, when we hear these good words. But until I'm born of the Spirit, I can't hear any of the Spirit.
That's right.
God has to do that first. But what I'm talking about now is the drawing near and seeking the Lord. That's the born-again child of God.
Amen.
So you mean to tell me that born-again children of God can stray from the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We can. Quickly, too. I think about the parable of the sower. And the different types of soil and everything. That's the different kind of conditions of the heart that we heard last night. You know, the wayside heart and the stony heart and the thorny heart and the good ground heart, right? I'm here to tell you that I believe that all four of those categories are children of God. We can all be in each category. Sometimes we can be in all four categories all in one day. But I believe that most of us fall into that thorny ground. We love the Lord, we come to church, we try to sing, we try to worship, but then we allow certain things to creep in. We allow certain things to get in our way. We allow things to pull us away. Do you remember when Jesus came walking to the apostles on the storm? The very thing that they were scared and fearful of, He came walking on it. And remember, Peter said, "If it be thee, Lord, bid me to come." He said, "Come." And Peter was actually walking on the water. Do you believe that?
Yes,
great, good. It's in the Word of God, so yes. But anyway, He came walking to Jesus on the water. But what happened when He took His eyes off the Lord? It began to sink. And then probably one of the shortest prayers was ever uttered. Lord, save! Aren't you thankful that the Scripture says immediately He reached down. Immediately. Because again, He cares. He cares. That's why He's telling us a remedy. If my people. We know that not everybody on this planet is going to call upon the name of the Lord.
That's right.
Not everybody has the ability. But brothers and sisters, if you've been touched and tendered, your heart has been changed, you've been quickened in spirit, you rejoice in the gospel, brothers and sisters, this message is for you.
Amen.
Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon His name while He is near. We think about the times we've rejoiced. We think about these times that we've had, that we've loved to be with God's people. That's the time we need to seek the Lord. And don't stop seeking Him when you get home.
That's right. Amen.
Because if you stop seeking Him, next thing you know, you're going to find yourself far from Him again.
Right.
Why do we waste so much time on our journeys back and forth to the Lord? Why don't we just stay with Him? It takes effort. It takes work. Some people say, well, you know, there's things I've got to do. I've got responsibilities. Well, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you."
Right.
All these things. Well, I can't serve the Lord right now. I'm busy at my job. Put the Lord first. He'll help you with your job. Well, I've married a wife. I've got to tend to her needs and all that kind of stuff. Put the Lord first. He'll help you in your marriage.
That's right. Right.
Well, I've got small children. They take so much time and effort to deal with. You put the Lord first. He's going to help you be a better parent.
Amen.
And real quick on that, if somebody asked you if there is a manual, the best manual to read for children,
amazing,
read this book.
Amen.
Read this book. There's a lot of books out there on child raising. This is the best.
Amen.
But seek the Lord while He may be found. I oftentimes think, times where I feel like I'm far from the Lord, I have to do that, like, you know what Paul said, examine yourselves, see whether you be in faith. Sometimes we have to do that self-checkup. You know, you go to the doctor every so often to get a checkup for your health, for your physical body. We need to do a spiritual checkup every once in a while. Check up on myself. See what it is. Probably my favorite verse so far, right now at least. I know they're all good. It's all the Word of God. Sometimes you know you have your favorites.
Yeah.
Psalm 119, 105. "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." I oftentimes think about that lamp. You know, I think about old kerosene lamp somebody holds. You know, that thing's not a spotlight. It doesn't shine hundreds of yards in any direction. But it does illuminate where I am.
Amen.
Word of God can illuminate my condition.
That's right.
I'm reading His Word. I'm seeking His face. He can show me where I am. But not only just show me what pitiful condition I'm in, it's also that light unto my path. Show me the direction to go. You know, He's promised never leave us nor forsake us. That's a promise that He has given us. Do you realize that Jesus Christ, when He went to the cross, endured something for us that we will never have to experience?
Amen.
Separation from God.
Right.
God the Father had to withdraw His presence from His only begotten Son. Brothers and sisters, I love y'all. I wouldn't withdraw my presence from my children for anybody.
Right, right.
If I could help them.
Amen.
I'm not going to give them up for anybody.
Right, right.
God the Father withdrew His presence from His Son. And the scoffers will say, well, it was only so many hours that He endured that punishment. Brothers and sisters, it's about the quality.
Yes.
Not the quantity of time.
That's right. Yes.
God's eternal. We can't fathom what that is. I can't wrap my head around that. I can't wrap my head around God.
Amen.
And praise be to God, if I could wrap my head around Him, He wouldn't be much of a God.
That's right.
My brain's not that big. But He had to withdraw His presence. You know, there's other times in the Scriptures when Jesus was talking, He called Him my Father. But one time was different. And He called in darkness, "My God, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me?" He endured that for us, for His bride. What kind of a church member have I been here lately? He endured all for us. I love Ephesians chapter 1. And I'll wrap this up. But Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says, "According as He had chosen us in Him." Who's He? God the Father. "Had chosen us in Him." Who's Him? Jesus Christ. "Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame, before Him in love. God the Father set His love upon His people and placed them in the most secure place there is, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
So we take comfort in knowing that we are secure in Christ. Nothing can separate me from Christ. I can't even do it myself. Praise be to God, because I would find a way. So because we know these truths, because we know nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, brothers and sisters, let us be more diligent in seeking Him while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.